started making squeaking noises, you might drive it into a filling station and ask the guy to put it up on a rack and do what to it to take care of the squeaks.
Okay,
or something else that he might do similar to that, except it doesn't use oil, it's that thicker kind of stuff, you know?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's say if your mother were going to make a pie or cake or something like that, you'd say she does
grease the pan.
Sure, okay. If you did that yesterday, you'd say yesterday I
greased it.
Yeah, and if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
Right, all right. And if you got your car there at the filling station, you might ask him to look up under the hood and check the
oil.
Right, okay. What about before you had electricity? A lot of people for light had these lamps, and they burned a certain kind of fuel.
Kerosene?
Sure. Ever heard that called anything else?
Some people refer to it just as lamp oil, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard it called coal oil?
Uh-uh.
All right. Have you ever heard of making a temporary lamp or just a makeshift lamp by taking a bottle and some kerosene and maybe some cloth or something for a wick? Just something that was temporary?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word flambeau?
Mm-mm.
Not familiar with that. Okay. What about the inside part of the tire that inflates? You just call that the inner?
Inner tube.
Sure. Okay. And say if your daddy had just bought a boat and he wanted to check it out, when he's at the water, in the process of putting the boat in the water, you'd say he's going to do what to the boat?
Put the boat in water.
All right, or maybe you talk about a rocket, you're going to a rocket. When it's
shoot a rocket?
Shoot a rocket, or maybe something begins with the letter L.
Mm.
Okay, would you ever talk in terms of launching a boat, or wouldn't say that? Okay, would you say that for me anyway? You're going to
launch a boat.
Okay, fine. What about different kinds of boats? Say if you were going to go fishing around here on a pond or a lake, what kind of boat would you use?
Just a fishing boat. I mean, nothing fancy. Just a tin little boat or a wooden boat or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would that have a motor or oars or?
Might have a motor, but usually just paddle along.
Okay, a fishing boat. Would something like that be called a rowboat or?
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't usually think of it as that. I think of that as a pond or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you would call that a
rowboat?
Right. Have you heard people around here use the word skiff or john boat or bateau, anything like that, for kinds of boat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say if you were going to, I don't know if you sew or not, but if you were going to make yourself a dress and you were going to go to town to get the material for it, you might take a little square piece with you to make sure you got the right color or right material. What would you call that?
Just a scrap of material.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard of calling anything besides scrap?
Mm.
Sample?
Well, sample, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What about this adjective? Say if you saw a dress in a window that you really liked, you might say, well, that sure is a
pretty dress.
All right. And the comparative of that, if you saw another one that you liked better, you might say, well, this one's even
prettier.
All right, okay. And something that you wear around your dress if you're fooling around in the kitchen, you would just call that
apron.
Right. And this thing that I'm writing with here, that's just a
pencil
or a
pen.
Right, okay. And if you're, we're talking about something that would hold a baby's diaper together, that would be
safety pin.
Sure.
Diaper pin.
Right.